Dreamscape presents A Crown of Ivy and Glass by Claire Legrand, narrated by Evelyn Rose.
To Ken, for loving me when, especially when, my light dims. Author's note. Though this is a fantasy novel, its characters face very real challenges. Please note that this story contains discussions of self-harm and suicidal ideation. Chapter 1. I never liked visiting my sister Mara, though I loved her so desperately that sometimes I found myself convinced the feeling was not love at all, but something much fouler. Guilt, bone-crushing shame, a confused, defensive revulsion. We visited her on the third Wednesday of every month, Farin, Father, and me. By conventional means, it would have been an excruciatingly boring four-day journey to the centre of the continent, where the mist stretched from coast to coast like a seething silver river. Fortunately, or unfortunately according to Farin, no one in the Ashbourne family could be described as conventional. Centuries ago, at the time of the Unmaking, hundreds of families were chosen by the gods to receive kernels of their power and serve as guardians of Eden, the human realm. Our family was among them, one of the great anointed clans. Yet even among our anointed peers, we stood apart. Generations of eminent magicians, shrewd investments, and even shrewder political manoeuvring will do that. A reality that Farin despised. I didn't, though I'd never admit that to her. To admit that I actually liked being not only an anointed family, but one of the most respected in the world, would mean acknowledging the horrible truth to Farin. Yes, when the warden came to our home 12 years past, it was me she was meant to take away. Yes, I was the one originally meant to serve at the Middlemist. Farin, the heir, Mara, the spare, and me, Imogen, the youngest, the superfluous. And yes, Mara took my place because at the last moment, Father fretted that I, fragile kitten that I am, was ill-suited for such a life. And yes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?